Security experts in and out of the government are reluctant to talk about specific changes in security, but in the U.S., as well as in Canada and Western Europe, changes are being made. One change already in place is in response to the apparent stowing of weapons used by the TWA hijackers while that plane was on the ground in Athens. Security experts believe the arms were hidden in the lavatory. That way, the hijackers did not have to go through security with their weapons. To guard against that happening in the future, airline crews are now inspecting possible hiding places prior to takeoff. U.S. airports must meet federal security standards. Investigators make periodic unannounced visits to make sure security is tight. When there are specific threats against an airport or a particular flight, security is routinely increased. Still, Captain Thomas Ashwood, chairman of the Flight Security Committee for the Airline Pilots Association and the International Federation of Pilots, says we could make airports even more secure. He has two specific recommendations. First, more people to monitor the metal detectors and X-ray machines and more training for them. Second, an intensive program to develop a mechanical sniffing device to detect explosives. The metal detectors and X-ray machines are highly sophisticated, but they are only as good as the person who is operating them. They need, says Ashwood, more training and more motivation. Though a metal detector will not pick up a plastic explosive, Ashwood says the X-ray machine will, if the individual monitoring the machine is vigilant.
If it's not obviously a book, if it's not obviously a can of cookies or something like this, ask to have the bag open and take a look at it. I'd also point out that you cannot have an explosion take place unless you have fuses and initiators. These are metallic. These are recognizable on X-ray machines.
Ashwood also wants checked luggage and cargo to be screened like this.
All baggage, for example, going through a singular checkpoint for each terminal finger, you know, the fingers that go out, passing through an archway, which would detect for the presence of explosives. You could have a robot that would displace any bag that set off the alarm for a physical check later on.
The cost of that, he says, is perhaps $10 to $15 million in research and development, and another $10 to $15 million to put the system into practice. With an all-out effort, he says, the system could be in place in 2 to 3 years. Specially trained dogs are now used to sniff out explosives, but dogs must be used in packs and can work for only about 2 hours at a time. Though most airports have dogs available if there is a bomb threat, it would not be practical, he says, to use them for every flight. At the world's most secure airport, Tel Aviv, individuals are searched with handheld metal detectors. Babies' diapers are even padded to make sure no explosives are hidden there. And Ashwood says individual pieces of luggage that are to be checked are inspected by hand. Passengers are interrogated.
Have your bags been out of your sight since you packed them? Who packed them? Did the bellhop bring them down from your room and put them on the bus? Or did you carry them down yourself? What hotel did you stay at? May I see your bill that you just checked out of the hotel? I'd like to see your bill. These are standard security procedures that they employ.
But with about 1 million passengers going through U.S. airports each day, such precautions would be practically impossible. A while back, says Ashwood, the U.S. experimented with hand inspections of luggage that was to be checked. He says it took a plane load of passengers about 3.5 hours to go through the process.
You just can't do it. And maybe we shouldn't do it. You know, when you start getting yourself to the point where you're paralyzed, the terrorists are winning. They're winning. That's their objective. Their objective is to raise doubts about the ability of the government to keep you safe. And we can't afford to let them win.
Captain Thomas Ashwood, a security expert with the Airline Pilots Association. In spite of the recent wave of terrorist attacks, the fact is the number of terrorist attacks on airlines is relatively few given the number of flights each day. Between 1969 and 1984, there were 282 attempted hijackings on U.S. airlines, 752 attempts worldwide. Between 1949 and 1984, there were 80 explosions aboard aircraft, 22 of those on U.S. carriers. The death toll until this week stood at 1,149, and just to put that into perspective, nearly 45,000 people were killed on U.S. highways last year. I'm Wendy Kaufman in Washington.